One of my favorite stories is a story that was told often by the famed Maggid of Yerushalayim, Rav Shalom Shvadran, which he described walking through the streets of Yerushalayim in his neighborhood, Shari Chesed, one year and overhearing two elder Yidden, two older Hasidish men, discussing their anxieties over the upcoming Yimei Hadin. And the first one said to his friend, "You know, I'm really worried with Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur coming up. Vos wird sein mit unsere Averis? What's going to be with our Averos?" To which his friend responded, "Averos? That I think will be okay. That I'm not worried about. What I'm really worried about is Vos wird sein mit unsere Mitzvos? What's going to be with our Mitzvos?" What's the pshat in that story? I think what was being conveyed is actually something quite profound and something for all of us to really deeply consider. I don't think Rav Shvadran meant, or what those individuals meant, was that often people may be making mistakes when they perform the mitzvah. Maybe their dalet minim weren't exactly kosher. Maybe their tefillin weren't exactly the right way. I don't think that's what he meant at all. Rather, I believe what he was suggesting, what he's getting at, is that not from a technical perspective, but from a more profound perspective. Too often, we're missing the essence of the mitzvah, which is not just the technical and mechanical performance, but the awareness, the feeling of closeness in Kirvas Elokim, being close to Hashem through and because of those mitzvos. The Navi Yirmiyahu in Perek Beis, Pasuk Chav Zayin, in giving tochacha to the people, criticizes Am Yisrael, ki ponu elai oref velo panim. In essence, loosely translated, that we turned our back to Hashem. Hashem is critical of the people. Ponu elai oref, you turned your back on me. You weren't facing me, velo panim. The Alter Rebbe in the Likutei Torah and Parshas Achrimos says he doesn't understand the construct of this pasuk. Ponu Eli means that the people are facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ponu Eli, you turned towards me, you're facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If that's the case, asks the Alter Rebbe, how can the pasuk then say that they have their backs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning that they're not facing him? Are they facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu or are they not? What exactly is the criticism? What was going on? So he explained in such a beautiful and profound way. He says, the rebuke of the Jewish people by the Navi is that even when they're facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in other words, even when they're doing the mitzvos, and in a frontal and direct way, they're engaging with, connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when they're connecting, even when they're facing Hashem, they still have their backs to Him. They still are missing something. And that is, it's as if their back is to them, they're distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even when they're doing the mitzvos, it's as if, ponu alai oref, they have their back to Him. They're distant. They're doing the mitzvos with all of the details, but they're not present. They don't have a true connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu while they're doing the mitzvos. They may be performing the outer shell of the mitzvah, but they're devoid of its inner content. And we've all had this experience. We can relate to this if we think about experiences we've had with other people in our actual relationships with people. Right? We've all had that experience where you're talking to someone and they're kind of somehow managing to get through the conversation, but they're clearly not present. Right? Sometimes they're looking at you and not present, and sometimes their eyes give it away. You know, you're looking at them and they're, you know, distracted, right? This sometimes, there used to be a thing called smorgasbords, simchas, you know, used to go, hors d'oeuvres, cocktail party, and you'd be, you know, sometimes people get distracted. There's so many people, so many things happening, and you're trying to talk to someone, and you see they're kind of already looking past you. They're talking to you. but they're not really communicating with you. This is, in fact, unfortunately, says the Alter Rebbe, a description so often of how we do mitzvos. Yes, on some level, it's panu elai. We are facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're doing the mitzvos. But too often, it's really panu oref. We're really, unfortunately, with our back to Him. We're not really connecting. We're not really present. We're not really with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when we are facing Him. And the basic message here is quite simple, but quite important. And that is that it's simply not enough to just be doing the right thing. There are plenty of things that we must do, plenty of Maaseh HaMitzvah. And of course, nothing that we're saying is licensed to be lenient or in any way skimp on those details. But the point is, it's simply not enough. Rav Soloveitchik once said, in a different context, that halacha is a floor, not a ceiling. Let that one sink in, it's deep. Halacha is a floor, not a ceiling. Halacha, the Maaseh HaMitzvah, is the bare minimum, not the maximum. That's just to get started. But if all we're doing is the technical Maaseh HaMitzvah without truly connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we're no better than that generation of Jews that the Navi gave Tochacha to. Ponu alai oref, the lo ponim. We can be facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not truly looking at Him, not truly feeling connected, not truly being in His presence. There's a similar message that emerges from the Slichos as well. Of course, the essence of the Slichos, which we are beginning tonight, and we'll say through Yom Kippur, are the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. In the Gemara, Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin, Amud Aleph, tells us, of course, in a most famous passage, commenting on the words in the Pasuk, V'yavor Hashem al panav vayikra, says the Gemara in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, il mole mikra kosuv, yefsher la'omra. If it wouldn't have been stated by the Torah itself, it is too amazing, too astounding, we would not have been able to say it ourselves. But yet it is stated in the Torah. And Rabbi Yochanan basically understands the Pasuk as relating and communicating the following very famous image. Malamed says to the Gemara, Shinesatef HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibur, that Hashem wrapped Himself, Kaviyachol, in His talis, as if He was the Chazan. Veheralo L'Moshe Seder Tfilah. And He showed Moshe exactly what needs to be done, what should be done in a difficult time such as this, at a time when the people have sinned, when they're vulnerable, and frankly, deserving punishment. Amr Lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Kolzman She Yisrael Chotin, as long any time that the Jewish people sin, Yasu Lafanai Keseder Hazeh. Right? If you'll just do this, if you'll just say these words, if you'll just say the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, the Slichos, and says the Gemara with great hope and triumph, Va'ani Mochel Lahem. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I will forgive them if they'll just do this. Yasu Lafanai Keseder Hazeh, the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. And undoubtedly, the simple understanding of the Gemara, and I have to be honest, it's not just a simple understanding of the Gemara. You will find this in many Sfarim, such as the Chidah, the Haflah, the Bnei Yisoschar, that we're talking about saying the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. In other words, the Gemara is saying something really fantastic, amazing, hard to believe, that this is a kind of magic formula. That if we say these words, Hashem promises, just as He forgave the Jewish people ultimately for the Chet HaEgel, so too, Hashem promises in the future, Moshe, teach the Jewish people this hidden code. This is like the secret handshake of the Jewish people. This needs to be passed down from generation to generation. Undoubtedly, while perhaps, I hope, we will never commit a sin individually or nationally as grievous and as serious as the Chet HaEgel, but nevertheless, just like this secret formula worked for the Jewish people at the time of the Chet HaEgel, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe, teach the Jewish people this hidden handshake, this secret code that we have. If they ever get in trouble, this is like that word you have to say, you know, like, don't, you know, only the, you know, the, it's like the spy who's got like that little, you know, he's here for, you know, you say that word, no one else will know what's going on, but you say that and the cavalry will come running. They'll come rescue you. You have this secret formula, these secret words. You say this, Moshe, you tell the Jewish people to say this. And as the Gemara itself says, Va'ani mochel lehem. And that's incredibly, incredibly powerful. On the one hand, on the other hand, it seems quite simple, right? Just say the words, a magic formula, and we'll be forgiven. Now, to be fair, the Bnei Sassachar and others point out, this only works if you say this with incredible kavana. But if you can truly, truly say this with kavana, some of the Mefarshim point out, this is perhaps reflected by the image of Melamish and Isatef HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibur, the wrapping ourselves in a talis. And therefore, some Mefarshim say that's why it's really preferable, especially for those who will say Slichos, you know, going forward in the mornings, that they should try some Mefarshim, not everyone, but some Mefarshim say it's better to have a talis, Isatef Batalis. But it's not really about the talis, of course. It's about what that represents, and that is the avoiding distractions, the ability to completely focus. It's not just wearing the talis. It's nis'atef betalis, be completely enveloped in the talis, being completely in the moment and saying those words, not just mouthing them, but truly talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is magically powerful. And I think that's certainly worth considering. And again, many, many Mefarshim say this. Perhaps you could even call this the Pashas of the Gemara. However, I've always been fond of the incredible and powerful interpretation of the Al Shech HaKadosh. The Al Shech HaKadosh in his Perish to Parsha Shlach has a different interpretation of this Gemara. And he's motivated by a very simple question. Says the Al Shech HaKadosh, how many people over the years have recited the Yugim Midas HaRachamim and they didn't get results? It didn't work. What we've been saying until now is that there's some magical formula, this special password. And if you know the right password, you know the right words to say, then it, you know, you'll get forgiven. You'll have this tremendous reward from that. But says the Al Shech, and the Al Shech, you know, he's one of those few people who's known as HaKadosh. He's not a cynic, Chas V'Shalom. But says the Al Shech, if that question has ever creeped into the back of your mind, if any of those doubts have ever creeped into your mind when you've learned this Gemara, or year after year as you're saying the Slichos, and you're wondering, is it really helping? I don't seem to see the results. Ask the Al Shech the same exact question. And the Al Shech, therefore, based on this question, says he thinks we've misunderstood the Gemara. After all, says the Al Shech, the Gemara is meduyak. It never says that the magic formula is to say the Yud Gimel Midos. What was the language of the Gemara? Ya'asu. Lefanai kiseder zeh, says the Al Shech. Perform this service. Implying, says the Al Shech, the key is not saying Hashem Hashem kel rachum v'chanun. The key is becoming like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the rachum, make yourself into a rachum. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the chanun, the gomel chesed, the emes, all the different attributes that are described there. Each one, as much as we can adapt on a human level, says the Al Shech, that's the secret. That's the powerful punch. It's not just what we say. Talk is cheap, says the Al Shech. It's what we do. It's who we become. Yasu lefanai keseder hazeh. You want to know what will really bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu's forgiveness, trigger Hashem's rachamim? Not just mouthing the words, even with Kavana. Without Kavana is Garshver, of course not. But even with Kavana, says Al Shech, that's not enough. The Gemara said, Yasu Lefanai. We have to do it, we have to incorporate it into our lives, we have to make ourselves into Anshei Rachamim, who are Baal Rachamim, not just to have Rachamim, and so not just to say the words. In other words, what we see, I think, from both what we started with, in the Likutei Torah, and what we see here from the Al Shech as well, is that it's not just about what we do, and it's not even just about what we say. What's most important is who we are. And tshuva is about who we can become. Again, this is not to minimize or in any way imply that we can neglect the chiyuvim that we must do, those mitzvot such as tefillah, which we must say. But we have to realize that that's simply not enough. As I mentioned before from Rav Soloveitchik, that's the floor, not the ceiling. That's the minimum. That's the starting point. But that is supposed to engender a deepening and a genuine connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we just go through the motions, it's certainly better than not going through the motions. But it's not really what we're asked of throughout the year. And that's certainly not the avoda of the Slichos and the Yemei HaRachamim, which we are now fully engaged in, Mirtz Hashem, for the next 2 weeks or so. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, in Perek Pei Aleph, Lo Yiyabacha El Zar. And of course, the simple translation of that Pasuk is, don't let there be a strange god, Avodah Zarah, among you. But the Kutzker, in a unbelievable interpretation of the Pasuk, understands it differently. Lo Yiyabacha El Zar. Don't let Hashem be an El Zar, be a stranger to you. Don't be a stranger to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't let him be a stranger to you. And I think it's clear, based on everything we're saying, if a person would ignore, would become distant from Torah mitzvos, in that sense, you could say, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I haven't seen you in 11 months. I haven't seen you in a year. I haven't seen you in a while. Obviously, that would be distant. But I think it's very clear as well that even when we're saying what we have to say, doing what we are supposed to do, showing up when we're supposed to show up, Rachamana Litzlan, even then sometimes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be an El Zar, can be a stranger to us. And we can be, even if we're not estranged from him, but he can be a stranger to us. Rachamana Litzlan, we could be a stranger to him. And says the Kutzker, that's really the Avoda. And I think every year, this is a challenge. But especially this year, so many of us over the last 6 months have struggled to truly feel Hashem's presence, let alone His love or embrace. It's always a challenge. There's a reason that it goes back to the Nevi'im. It's not a new challenge. It's always a challenge. But I think for many of us, especially in the last few months, it has truly, truly been difficult. Baruch Hashem and Bli Ayin Hara, no one in our community has been severely affected in terms of their own health. But there are people on this call, and there are certainly people in this community who've had relatives who've been sick, and at least in one case, very, very, very sick, Rachmana Litzlan. Even those who haven't been directly affected from the health perspective, we've all had our lives turned upside down. People's parnasa have been affected, in some cases subtly, and in other cases more dramatically. And we keep on waiting for that shmeichel, that little wink, the nod, the loving smile, the loving embrace from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to tell us He wants us back, to tell us things will be good again. And when we thought it was good, now we're in the moment, in a very difficult situation, as things seem to be turning in the opposite direction. But as difficult as it is, that's why Slichos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Aser Yisrael Tshuva, it couldn't come at a better and more opportune time. This is exactly what this time is meant for. To open our hearts, to correct our ways, both in terms of our Averos, and just as much, as I mentioned, with our mitzvos as well, with Hashem's help, and with each other. Ish Esri'eyu Ya'azoru V'yomar Chazak. That's why we're here as a kehila, because we all understand that together, greater than the sum of our parts, we're not just individuals who happen to be neighbors. We're here as part of a kehila because we know that we can help each other, and that together we're more powerful than any of us could be individually. And therefore tonight, we take the first step from going from Panu Elai Oref to hopefully Panu Elai Panim to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu an even stronger and more intimate presence in our lives.